This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2336. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded February 26th, Argentina, Brazil, Bulgaria, Canada, Cuba, Europe, Finland, Germany, Indonesia, Iran, Israel, Korea North, Luxembourg, Marshall Islands, Netherlands, North America, Spain, Taiwan, UK, USA, Vanuatu, Zimbabwe, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Last week we reported on Argentina's relay via WRMI at 23 UT on 9455. There have been a variety of languages, and in fact, sometimes it's the Radio Nacional domestic service other than the RAI external service. On Monday, February 23rd, it was in Chinese. That's been heard more than once lately. But the next day, on February 24th, nothing but lots of nice tango and other music. No announcements other than their canned multilingual ID reel. The token English segment from RNA Brazil on 6180 and 11780 finally finished a series about samba schools, starting a new subject February 20th. It's about the foundation of its own station, the new shortwave-sited Parque Rodeador, which occurred in 1974, and they admit this broadcast originally commemorated its 50th anniversary 2 years ago. Anyhow, it's at 0750 UT for less than 5 minutes on those frequencies. It may be more convenient for many of you to listen at 0150 UT, and it's followed by 5 minutes in Spanish about the same subject. From JRX in Brazil, that's José Ronaldo Xavier, in Cabedelo, Paraíba, a collision on 9820. Radio Marti has been using that frequency, but already on 9818.5 off frequency has been the low-power Brazilian station Rádio 9 de Julho in São Paulo. So that's an intermittent heartbeat, a total mess, he says. For example, February 24th at 0240. From AFP via CourthouseNews.com via Ben Cobb. Radio Free Europe's Bulgarian service will cease operations on March 31st due to a lack of U.S. funding, two staff members said, following a similar announcement in Romania. Trump suspended funding for RFERL last year, but Bulgaria's Slobodna Evropa team is actively working on a solution that will allow us to continue serving our audience, they said, requesting anonymity. Of course, it's already been off shortwave, so presumably that is referring at least to online transmissions. Last week we reported that Trenton Military, CHR, the Canadian Aviation Weather Station, had been missing for a while, from 15034 USP in the daytime and 6754 at night. However, I'm glad to report that finally on February 26th I was hearing it again on 15034 at 1544 with aviation weather for Halifax. There's amazingly little activity on the 12-meter ham band, even when CB 11 meters and ham band 10 meters are hopping with signals. But there is at least one beacon I keep running across which lets you know it's propagating. It's on 24927 CW, VA3KAH, slant V. It's on Cache Island in Georgian Bay. That's K-A-H-S-H-E. It's only 10 watts. Lots of interesting info about that and the other beacons run by the same ham at QRZ.com. Tony Pavick in BC reminds us of the pirate presumably in Canada, but with which he has no connection, Elbows Up Radio. It's pro-Canadian and anti-Trump. He heard it, for example, on February 17th at 0119, moving between 6935 and 6930, because someone was making intentional interference with tones and voice by 0149. He's also heard it on many other occasions, but they seem to be repeating a broadcast originally from the 15th of February. Ricky Leong in Calgary forwards an announcement from the website of Environment Canada. starting March 16th, weather radio and weather services will be permanently disconnected. You can get radio marine forecasts via the Canadian Coast Guard, or visit the interactive weather map or download the WeatherCan app. This is referring to a great many stations in the 162 MHz band, which appear at dxinfocenter.com, the same frequencies used in the U.S. for weather radio. Here's an announcement about the recorder, which Tony Pavic recorded from his station, VFV 785 in Chilliwack, B.C., February 24th, around midnight 52 UT.
Please note that the weather radio and hello weather services will be permanently disconnected on March 16, 2026. A radio marine forecast is available via the Canadian Coast Guard. Visit canada.ca/weather or download the WeatherCan mobile application for your local weather information. This is Weather Radio Canada, station VFV 785, broadcasting from Chilliwack on a frequency of 162.400 MHz. This service is operated by Environment and Climate Change Canada. Comments to be directed to 1-877-789-7733. The current time is Monday, February 23rd, 2026. 4:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
This has been met with overwhelmingly negative reaction, both by radio listeners who know what's going on and in the press. Gilles Letourneau of the official STL channel says, "Someone that has no knowledge of why this service is important and thinks that the internet and smartphones do it all the time. Well, no, they are very vulnerable." Dennis, K2DCD, says, "Utter stupidity. Let's put more onto the internet cell systems with yet another app. Zero cognition of what contingency and resilience is all about. Wait, all the eggs in one basket is better. Next, some geniuses will try that here in the U.S. Jock Elliott says this is a stupid move. Redundancy is our friend. NOAA Weather Radio is a very useful resource here in the U.S. Doug Brown in Ontario says, "This is a valuable service many of us use when severe weather is threatening. Apparently, their rationale is that everyone now uses a weather app on their cell phone. Our phone is on the kitchen wall and doesn't do apps." In one of their ads promoting the service, Environment Canada once said that having a weather radio is as important as having a smoke detector. So are smoke detectors now obsolete too? Can we just use a smoke detector app on a phone? Frank Merrill says, "I have plenty of experience with the importance of weather radio. I used to live in Tornado Alley. Weather radio is even more important in sparsely populated areas. Canada, please consider the danger you're putting your people into. May the outrage cover the land and force Environment Canada's hand." Cuba, this may have been an aberration like so much of its transmissions, but Tony Pavic in BC says he heard Radio Vanacuba in English on 11950, February 17th at 0110. It was good quality, but low audio volume. I think this frequency is only on the air for about an hour, and it's usually in Spanish. Terry Kruger has these comments. 11880 RHC at 20 UT, 22 February. The best time to catch RHC in English here in Northwest Florida is at 20 to 21. Always local level and the one transmitter which works almost flawlessly compared to the others. The same is used for Spanish on 11760 at equal excellent level, although highly variable switch around 1600 to 11880. Or sometimes they don't bother to switch and stay on 11760. Or sometimes they never bother to come up on 11880. Maybe millennial Miguel, who never got to learn responsibility from Arnaldo de Jesus Coruantich, is on coffee breaks when this happens. This item filed under Europe, but I'm not sure exactly where, from John Filiozzi. Andy Sennett, formerly with the WRTH and Radio Netherlands Media Network, among other notable radio locales, is one of the presenters on Radio Seagull. His show airs for 3 hours each Tuesday at 06 CET, repeated at 18 CET. That's currently 05 and 17 UT, or 04 and 16 once summertime starts. Anyhow, it's available worldwide via internet streaming and podcast. Just look up Radio Seagull, S-E-A-G-U-L-L, with your browser, and go from there. There is a very confusing situation in Europe with a signal on 6005 or slightly less, perhaps from more than one transmitter site. Gianni Serra in Roma has been monitoring this as an NID, but it might be Radio Rata, R-A-T-A, February 20th at 0541. Segued techno music and techno songs. Also heard at other hours, such as February 14th at 0307, February 20th at 1744, February 10th at 1710, and on the 20th at 0530. He gets very good reception via the remote in Holland. Roger in Germany has been researching this with help from Grok, and says there's apparently a flying switch from Germany to another pirate radio transmitter during the broadcast in the southern Netherlands. But on that occasion, the ID was from Radio Europa in Italian, an experimental program. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany reports another NID, apparent pirate, Sunday, February 22nd at 0705, on 13584.744, a very odd frequency, playing some Austrian or Tyrolean folk Schlager music. About Finland, Kari Kallio reports to the Nordix group via minimumwave.info and via Mike Terry about Zoom Rock FM, a new station started in Turku at the beginning of February, minimumwave 1242 kHz, where Radio Luxembourg once broadcast. It's well heard within about 10 to 25 kilometers from Turku in the daytime, but in darkness the signal may reach hundreds of kilometers away, even outside Finland. Oh, it seems the original source for this was something called Amuset City Media, that's AKM or AAMUSET. Kari Kallio also forwards news from another Finland station on 6120, Radio Blacksmith Null. On February 21st, all broadcasts cancels. For now, they need to replace a battery which controls the transmitter power, but it's just been too cold to do it yet. They had planned to replace it in the spring, but it's already run down. RBSK will be back later. Terry Colgan provides the March schedule for his Texas radio shortwave via two different stations in Germany. The Music of Texas Mariachis is scheduled March 7th at 15 UT on 6160 and at 19 on 3975. And then on March 8th at 13 on 9670 to Europe, and at 23 on 9670 toward North America. Then on March 12th at 20, the Music of Janis Joplin on 3975. And the Music of Texas Sidemen, March 15th at 11 UT on 6070. Via remote in Bandung, Ron Howard reports, Voice of Indonesia, 4755 with a Ramadan anomaly. Instead of French, it was in English from 21 to 2116. On February 22nd, the usual English started at 20 UT. Mike Cooper forwards a long story from the Washington Post, February 25th. Voice of America is covering Iran's protests, but not its best-known dissident, because it seems Kari Lake has forbidden them from even mentioning the name of Reza Pahlavi, the son of Iran's deposed Shah. Some critics accuse it of censorship. Via David Cole and Mike Cooper, another story from the Washington Post, February 21st, Israel government wants to pull the plug on its own military radio. Galatz, which broadcasts revelatory reporting and wide-ranging talk, is one of Israel's most popular stations. Critics see a broader effort to silence dissent. The Movement for Quality Government in Israel, a nonprofit advocacy group, the Union of Journalists, and Galatz employees, filed petitions to stop the closure. Israel's Supreme Court put it on hold in December, and this month, February, ordered the government to respond by March 15th. Ron Howard has monitored another of those quotations in English from the clandestine against North Korea National Unity Radio, 7235, broadcast from Taiwan and heard via remote on Palomar Mountain. Tuesday, February 24th, at 1140 it was, "Constant kindness can accomplish much." He looked up the full quotation. It's attributed to Albert Schweitzer. constant kindness can accomplish much. As the sun makes ice melt, kindness causes misunderstanding, mistrust, and hostility to evaporate. Via International Vacuum, Internet, AM, FM, and Shortwave, World of Radio 2336, a non-commercial service like our website, worldofradio.com. Thanks this week for financial support from David Costa in Jacksonville, Florida, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. He says thank you for so many years of information for shortwave listeners. One may also contribute via money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Around 07 UT, I often have a weak signal on 6140, which presumably is Luxembourg, as Manuel Menendez in Spain reports on February 21st, signing on at 0700, Radio Gloria, Switzerland, via Radio Onda in Jugmünster, Luxembourg, in German, with religious songs and comments. Pop songs in English also heard from Radio Onda via the same transmitter, February 21st at 1821. But the ID was in French. Alan Rowe reports Radio Augusta International relayed for 2 hours daily via Luxembourg, Radio Onda, at 19-21 UT. See the schedule at radioaugusta.com. Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener explains further, Radio Augusta International temporarily disappeared from Radio Onda's shortwave frequency, 6140, but it has been broadcasting there again since the end of January, at 19-21 UT, parallel with radioaugusta.com. Reception reports answered quickly with a detailed EQSL, but does not mention the transmitter location or country. But we know it's Luxembourg. While he's de-expeditioning at Greyland on the Washington coast, Bill Whitaker has provided a remote receiver. Bruce Churchill reports hearing via the Greyland SDR, Radio Majuro V7AB on the Marshall Islands, 1098 kHz, from tune in 0739 past 0845, February 23rd in Marshallese, but with an American accent in English. Then Ron Howard also heard it via this method on February 25th, from 0932, with unique non-stop island indigenous songs, except for news in vernacular at 1000 to 1012. The British DS Club, Paul Watson says, the Dutch low-power AM station Radio Delta, testing on 3965 from 17 to 23 UT Saturday and Sunday, according to their schedule. It also lists 12005 from 08 to 1659 on Saturday and Sunday, but it looks like 6040 has been dropped. That's independent shortwave radio, radiodelta.am. Sebastian Schluter in Germany asks, is music wave radio from Belarus active again? I also heard a station on 3940 the evening of February 21st, but it was not Russian, rather in Dutch. No ID, but listeners have reported Firma Blondies and Hit Mix Radio, with a mix of Dutch and German, to HF Underground. North American Pirates, on a de-expedition in Wisconsin, Mark Taylor reports in the NASA flash sheet, Ball Smacker Radio Relay on 4032 USB, February 21st at 0256. It was parallel to 6960 AM. Antichrist Pirates Station YHWH continues to be heard almost every night on 7475, especially reported by Ron Howard and Walt Samaniv. And Rick Barton in Arizona says, I suspect he's using a directional antenna. His broadcasts were shorter and concluded with days of hard life. He did okay with short broadcasts, but later he tried to do really long broadcasts, and it seemed like the transmitter would begin to overheat, act up, and then go off. I'm also wondering if he's still in the same area. He used to be getting his mail at Inyokern and then Olancha, California. Terry Cougar in Northwest Florida has been monitoring further the mutant presidential pirate on 9025. Heard at various hours from 1430 past 1608, but not on weekends or federal holidays, lending credence to his theory that the source is a defense contractor testing a new transmitter on a U.S. Air Force channel. That is the one with brief clips of speeches by JFK and FDR. Spain had been operating only three of their four shortwave transmitters for quite a while, but on Wednesday, February 25th, for the weekly English at 2300, it was down to only two. Fortunately for us, 9690 for North America and 17715 for South America, but no longer heard on 12030 for the Middle East, nor 17755 for Africa. Richard Langley says, I received a packet in the postal mail from Radio Taiwan International, including a QSL card and a couple of gifts, a phone lanyard and sticky notes, just like the good old days. But the packet came from Richard T. Iverson in Taipei. Is he a consultant to RTI? Hans-Jürg Biener explains, German customs charged more than the package was actually worth. Listeners then advised those stations not to send their tokens of appreciation as official organizations, but use individual persons as senders of the parcel. Kari Kallio in Finland also got one from Mr. Iverson, but he had to go in and pay customs duty of €3. Richard Langley replies, the declared value of the packet is only 27 Taiwan dollars, which is about 73 euro cents, and is clearly marked as a gift. Why are the Finnish authorities bothering with this? The packet was open for inspection. I think it was in France. Luckily, the Canadian authorities were not so picky with my packet. Mike Cooper forwards some letters to the editor of The Guardian, February 20th, under the general heading, The BBC World Service must be preserved, whatever the cost. Tony Pavick in BC replies, The problem is that the BBC has repeatedly shown it doesn't really give a damn about what the audience needs or wants. The same pleas for World Service be funded and not allowed to wither and die have been made since they first began cutting services, such as shortwave to North America back in the 1990s. The World Service needs to be remade from top to bottom, scrapping poorly produced shows like BBC OS, adding back languages like Spanish and Ukrainian, and just 1 hour per day on shortwave to North America. But of course, they won't. There is often an open carrier in the middle of the pirate band, 6938, but what is it? Tony Pavick happened to catch them doing an ID in CW, which he recorded and I decoded as WO2XPY, a USA experimental call sign. Then Tony researched info about it. RCA Telecom has added a third transmission site to WO2XPY in West Chicago, a 10-kilowatt amplifier, three Yagi antennas, and a log periodic array. A requirement to ID had initially been waived, but now they've actually provided one. On February 21st, and a few days more, when the WRMI transmitters and frequencies was missing, and one which used to carry a lot of world radio airings, 9395, but they finally came back, also off the air for a while, missing us was 17790. However, on an updated WRMI schedule, I see a new time for world radio. UT Friday at midnight 30 on 5950. That'll become Thursday at 2330 once DST goes into effect. So check that time for another broadcast of World of Radio. It happens to be about when I am finishing recording a new edition each week. So if I can get it done a bit earlier, we might get it on the air ASAP, but don't count on it. I have continued checking 9330 at least once a day in case WBCQ comes back, and it finally did unexpectedly, February 25th at 2322 UT in Portuguese to Brazil. World's last chance once again. At least I assume it was WBCQ, although who knows, they might have found another transmitter site to use that same frequency. I've asked Alan Weiner about it. Anyhow, it was no longer heard later that evening, nor the next day, 9330 gone again. Since the ice storm in Nashville, WWCR had been running only one transmitter, that is, number 3 on 13845 and 4840. But on February 23rd, WWCR number 2 was back on the air, 5935. Other frequencies during the day from that are 7490, 12160, and 9350. Actually, Ron Trotto in Illinois was first to report. 5935 resumed February 22nd at 2353, a major signal on 590 KXSPN Omaha, originally WOW, has disappeared, opening up the frequency for other stations to be heard. Northpine.com reported that KXSP went off the air as of February 20th. It had carried ESPN radio. It was one of the Midwest's biggest AM signals. This may or may not be permanent. In request of special temporary authority, KXSP said it was taken off the air due to sale of the real property on which the transmitter site is located, and we're in discussions to evaluate options to resume operations as expeditiously as possible. Kevin Redding, ABDX, a story from Cord Cutter News, February 15th. Soon, every AM and FM radio station in your town could be owned by one company if the National Association of Broadcasters has its way. In an FCC filing, NAB says current restrictions on local radio and TV station ownership no longer serve the public interest. In an era dominated by digital media giants and online advertising platforms, according to Radio World, NAB described the existing rules as relics from nearly a century ago, designed for a media environment that bears little resemblance to today's landscape. Under current framework, a single licensee can own up to 8 commercial stations in the largest markets, but additional subcaps restrict ownership to no more than 5 stations per band in certain areas. NAB called for the complete elimination of these caps and subcaps. Tony Pavick replies, this deregulation already exists. Scanning the dial AM in the evening, one hears multiple parallel broadcasts of the likes of Sean Hannity. If we broaden that a bit, the band is awash with right-wing conservative yakkers, all promulgating the hive mind they deny the existence of. The biz is killing itself. Ron Howard recommends the Radio Vanuatu program, Custom, Culture, and Traditions, on Saturday night, 7260, such as February 21st from 08 to 8:30 UT, well heard via remote in New Zealand. It's a unique program provided by the Vanuatu Cultural Center, and followed by a program playing mostly indigenous music. Mike Cooper forwards a story from thezimbabwean.co, February 16th, titled Sharamba's Pathetic Attack on John Masuku, only exposed ZBC as the new frontier of colonial-style repression. Via IRCA, we learn that Steve, VE6WZ, has composed some new songs about DXing. I dare not play them here, but they are linked at the World of Radio IO group. And on the IRCA list, one is called Echoes of Top Band, and the other is The Static Sounds the Same. Radic EFMDX is quite rare in February, but I had a bit of it on the 26th, around 16 UT. Spanish on 87.75 MHz. That could be a Franken FM in Miami, or maybe Cubavision Channel 6, which is apparently still analog in Havana. The propagation outlook from SWPC, issued February 23rd. ANK indices only 5 and 2 February 26th to March 4th, then going up to 20 and 5 by March 14th, 38 and 6 by March 21st. Solar flux peaking at only 130 March 6th to 8th, and down to 110 by March 20th. For much more info, consult our website, worldofradio.com. With many thanks to all our contributors and stations, hoping you'll hear me again next week. Glenn Hauser here concluding World of Radio 2336 with a standard disclaimer.